So today, let's start by thinking about a typical course of treatment for a person who has newly diagnosed disease. And you and I see many of these patients in our Thursday glomerular disease and vasculitis clinic. So imagine then you have a person, a stylized one of our patients, who walks in and has kidney disease and perhaps lung disease, and it's an aggressive process. How would you start therapy? What would you do?
So the classic approach to starting therapy for an aggressive form of vasculitis involving the lung and kidney or the kidney alone typically starts with what we call an induction phase of treatment. The induction phase of treatment usually includes using relatively large doses of corticosteroids by vein and then by mouth.
That would be pulsemedrol or methylprednisolone by vein and oral prednisone, or if you're listening from Europe, prednisolone.
That's correct. And how much of the intravenous methylprednisolone is given depends from center to center or from continent to continent, and the dose and the length of treatment of prednisone is also to some degree variable from center to center and certainly is a focus of ongoing research. But the important thing that we have learned over the years is that corticosteroids alone are not enough, and typically patients are given other immunosuppressant medications. Traditionally, the drug that has made the biggest impact on patient outcomes and survival has been cyclophosphamide, and that can be given either by mouth daily or by vein. And more recently, over the last several years, rituximab has been introduced as an option for the induction phase of treatment of vasculitis.
Who would you use a cyclophosphamide on? In what patient would you start with rituximab? And then I guess there's some patients in whom one might consider both right off the bat.
Rituximab has been introduced as an option several years ago, and it has been pushed to the forefront by a large randomized controlled trial called the RAVE trial, where patients with ANCA vasculitis were randomized to a treatment of rituximab versus the more traditional approach of using cyclophosphamide. That trial showed that there was really no inferiority of the rituximab approach compared to cyclophosphamide, and has really promoted the use of this medication for induction treatment. It is important to remember how the patients were selected to participate in that trial. Most significantly, that trial has excluded patients with very severe kidney disease, very severe kidney failure, or patients who had very severe lung involvement to the point where they were, for example, in an intensive care unit needing respiratory support. So, in general, our approach has been to offer rituximab in patients with relatively mild to moderate severity of disease. The data for its use alone in patients with very severe disease, either very severe pulmonary disease or very severe kidney disease, is just not yet available. And so,
by severe, you're talking about individuals who would have a rapid decline in kidney function, or
to the point that they need dialysis.
Or even somebody who has milder disease that is advancing in front of your nose.
And as you mentioned earlier, sometimes when we start the treatment and the patient who's very severely ill and has received a first dose of cyclophosphamide and is really not improving fast enough clinically and not stabilizing enough clinically, we have been in situations where we have given both medications in sequence. The other arm of treatment that is considered in those cases is called plasmapheresis, where the patient's blood is run through a filter, so to speak, to remove the offending autoantibodies that drive the inflammation.
The ANCA themselves.
The ANCA themselves.
The idea then is in those individuals who you need to have the medicines to work promptly, cyclophosphamide, still the drug of choice, rituximab, can take 2 or 3 months to fully work. And so if you need to have a drug work more quickly in addition to steroids or glucocorticoids, then in fact cyclophosphamide may be better. But for a large number of patients, rituximab is excellent induction therapy.
That's correct.